Hello, my name is Amanda Godfrey and I would like to welcome you to this podcast about Freedom to Speak Up Month with Alex Brett, Director of People, and Lisa Whitehouse, Head of Health, Wellbeing and Experience. Alex, coming to you, why is Freedom to Speak Up Month important?
Hi everyone. The month of October signals Freedom to Speak Up Month, as Amanda's already said, which is really important to us as MPFT, but also to the NHS more generally. The month encourages all staff to feel confident to speak up if they have concerns, and we're working really hard in the organisation to make sure that that is the way that we do things around here. We want staff to feel safe when they're expressing their views, and that managers and leaders are listening and responding appropriately as well. And of course, it also raises awareness that we do have our Freedom to Speak Up guardians who are there to support staff should they have concerns as well.
Thank you. And perhaps, Alex, you could go on to tell me a bit more about how MPFT is embedding the Freedom to Speak Up culture within the organisation.
I really hope everybody's aware of Freedom to Speak Up in our organisation. It's something that's really important to us as an organisation, something that we've worked hard to make sure it's embedded in the way that we do things, and that is available to staff should they need it. I hope that staff are all aware of our values and our behaviours. We've worked really hard to identify them, get them out there, make sure that everybody is aware that that's the way that we do things around here at MPFT, that they're living and breathing. So just as a reminder, leading by example, being respectful, being honest and trustworthy, being caring and compassionate, listening and engaging. And of course, one of the key things about freedom to speak up is the listening and engaging, making sure that where staff and individuals want to express their views, that we are pausing, that we are taking stock, and that we are listening, responding appropriately, and that staff are getting feedback. We also want to make sure that we develop a resolution culture, which means that where there are issues, those are being addressed locally and that staff are getting feedback in terms of those concerns from the people that they raise concerns to. Lisa, do you want to make a comment on that one? Because I know that you've been doing loads of work around culture and working lots with individuals.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I could say loads on this one. I think culture is really important to us, isn't it? Because we know that staff experience with their teams, with their line manager is key for people to feel kind of safe and secure. So we've been thinking about our leadership development and how do we enable our leaders to have the right tools in their toolkit to be able to listen to staff, to create psychological safety in their teams, to think through with their individuals or teams about how to resolve issues that come along. Because naturally, with people working together, from time to time, there are going to be things that come up that need to be spoken about and dealt with in a way that lives our trust values. I think we've been working hard on In Our Gift. So In Our Gift was our OD strategy that we launched last August, which has various components which all lead to the kind of culture that we're trying to create, Alex. And not only leadership, but the ways that we kind of collectively and collaboratively work together to make MPFT the best place to be, about our great ideas hub where staff can put some ideas up there generally. So I think it's that kind of broader work around culture and how we continue to improve things for our patient service users, their carers, their families, but also the staff that work as part of MPFT.
Thank you, Lisa. I think you've already, both of you, touched a little bit on follow-up, and that's one of the key themes about this year's Freedom to Speak Up Month. How do we ensure that we not only hear what people say, but we act on it and we provide that feedback?
Thanks, Amanda. It's really important, isn't it, that not only do staff feel listened to, but really heard, and that we go to great lengths to understand those concerns. Often staff have been brave and courageous to raise them, whether that's in their team or with our Freedom to Speak Up guardians or someone else that's part of their network. And it's really important that we give them assurance that we are listening, hearing, and that we will take their concerns forward and act appropriately, and that we're clear about that. And if you think about the origins of freedom to speak up, the goal of freedom to speak up really is have a great culture for staff to work in, but that also patients are receiving great care that is safe and responsive. So I think it's really important because it all contributes to that journey around being the best we can be. Alex, is there anything you'd like to say?
I think you've covered it, Lisa, but what I would say is you've just mentioned about staff being brave and courageous. It can be really, you know, tough to speak up. You know, what we want to make sure is that staff are supported in that and that it's okay to do it. It's okay to say how you feel, and it's okay to express when things perhaps aren't as good as they could be. And what we want to make sure is that the support is there, but that actually that becomes part and parcel of the way that we do things around here, the way that we operate, and that all leaders and managers are listening and responding in the moment, or that staff have a safe place to go where they need to talk. It's really key, as Lisa says, to make MPFT a great place to work.
That's really good. Thank you. I'm sure people are listening to this and thinking, you know, I don't know an awful lot about freedom to speak up. I don't know what I need to do, or I'm a manager and I'm not quite sure how to respond. I know there is training available. Can you talk a bit more about what people can do to find out more?
Yes, Amanda, there is online training around freedom to speak up, which helps people understand more about what freedom to speak up is, what is its aim. And it's kind of, if you like, there are three different levels of the training or different ways of approaching it. So there's kind of speak up training, which is for everyone, helping us understand what freedom to speak up is, how you do it, what to expect when you raise a concern. There's a element of the training that's aimed at line managers or and middle managers, which is around how to listen, really listen to staff when they bring concerns to your door, and to help you think a little bit about, I suppose, broad around how you create the culture for staff to bring concerns to your door, because often there are, like, if you like, barriers that get in the way of staff speaking up. And finally, the third part of training is aimed at kind of senior leaders and executives, which is around the kind of part we've just been talking about, which is how to follow up and act on staff concerns. And I think you can find it on ESR.
And I'm sure we want to encourage as many people as possible to do that training, because this is something we all need to be aware of. So, question to both of you, really. What would you say are your key messages for Freedom to Speak Up Month 2021?
I think for me, Amanda, freedom to speak up is about encouraging everybody to express their views in the moment. You know, what we know is that great teams that can do that and have a constructive debate about how things are. And Lisa's already mentioned it about how we improve things. How can we have those conversations locally to improve the way that we do things for our staff, improve the experience that you have day to day working here at MPFT, but also that has a massive knock-on effect in terms of the care that we provide. And of course, that's what we're about as MPFT. It is about the care that we provide to our patients, our service users, and the support that we give to our carers. So it's absolutely fundamental that we create this culture where it's okay to have those conversations, where it's okay to think about not just where it's going really well, but also where perhaps it's not going so well. And what are we going to do about that? And of course, you know, we are absolutely passionate about the improvement culture. You know, we've got our Virginia Mason approach in the organisation and our QI approach. And of course, that is about continuous improvement, and freedom to speak up is part of that. How do we have those really constructive debates in our teams, in our one-to-one sessions with our leaders and managers about how we can improve things for staff, patients, carers and service users? Those are my key messages, and Amanda. And of course, part of that is absolutely about how do we all live the values? Because if we do that, actually the culture will follow.
I think I'd just like to build on what you've said, Alex. I think you've said a lot there, and I think it's the importance of the team culture with the people that you directly work with, but also people that you come into contact regularly, developing time to build relationships with people that are based on trust is really important, because then it makes it safer to bring conversations to the table, whether that's an issue or a concern you have, or a broader conversation around improvement. And sometimes when we're really, really busy, and things are really busy in the organisation right now with lots of pressure on services, kind of spending time with each other in our team meetings, in our huddles, can be the kind of things that get pressed and squeezed. So I suppose it's from my key messages is those times are really important. Building relationships with people, creating culture is really important. And I would ask people to find the time to do that, even if it's for short periods of time. We've all had a really tricky, well, it feels like forever now, but I think about 20 months with the pandemic. And there's something for me around being kind to each other and curious and listening to each other, really listening to what people have got to say in a way of supporting each other and making changes to improve your experience at work, but also that of our patients and service users. And my final message really is just, a bit of a plea to people that if they are worried or concerned about something in the organisation, to take a moment to be brave and raise it with someone you trust, whether that's your line manager, whether that's your supervisor, whether that's our Freedom to Speak Up guardians or someone else that you trust. But it's important, and we want to listen, and we want to get things right for you and our patients and service users.
Thank you, Lisa. And I think, Alex, have you got a sort of a final word to say?
I think Lisa's just finished that off beautifully in terms of where you can go if you've got concerns. And obviously, your first port of call is through your teams and the individuals that you work with. But of course, if you need extra support or you can't do that, please do know that there are two Freedom to Speak Up guardians in the organisation, Helene Donnelly and Kath Chambers, who you can contact should you have concerns and you feel that you need the support of the Freedom to Speak Up guardians.
Thank you, Alex and Lisa, for a very interesting conversation about a very important topic. And hopefully colleagues will see other information about Freedom to Speak Up during the month of October. Please look out for things such as our executive briefing, when we'll be speaking about it some more. And there should be lots on social media. If you've got any information or concerns or anything you'd like to find out about Freedom to Speak Up, I think Alex and Lisa have given you some good places to find out more and people to speak to.